going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, Nina Jankowicz is back.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. The Mary Poppins of censorship was supposed to be anyway. She was supposed to head the disinformation board,
yeah,
a distinctly Soviet creation.
Guess she's about ready for a greatest hits album now, huh?
Yeah, really, I know. But now she just spoke before the EU. And that's where you want to be if you are a so-called disinformation specialist, right? What that means is you censor people saying true things.
I guess you followed Greta Thunberg, right?
Yeah, really. So she goes there. She speaks to the European Union. She's running something now called the American Sunlight Project. And what that is a European effort to censor Americans. This is their big plan. They can't get around the First Amendment here. And so what they're doing is using something called the Digital Services Act in the EU. And they've used it, Lee, very effectively to outlaw speech by opposition parties. So if you're not a leftist, if you think like Donald Trump, if you oppose immigration, if you're a populist, basically, then you don't get to speak in those countries. Yeah. You don't get to campaign.
It's not daylight. It's sunset of speech.
Yeah, it's the end. So, and it's worked very effectively and also not. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. We're watching in Europe as the heads of these parties follow in the great Trump tradition. They are all now criminally convicted or indicted. Every one of them. Based a lot of them around either misinformation, anti-migrant, or Russia collusion hoaxes. It's the same template as here. Americans maybe probably don't realize how bad it is in Europe, right? I mean, it's bad. And they're using the Digital Services Act, the European Union's, to do a lot of this. There's a party called the AfD, for instance, in Germany. And the leader of that party used accurately government statistics on rapes by migrants against German women. Actually used a page from a German criminal statistical manual. Screenshotted it. Put it online. They tried her. They convicted her. Because it was a first offense, she didn't have to do a prison time. She's convicted. And she's not allowed to speak online. Elon Musk interviewed her on X a while ago, and the EU went insane. Put more than 100 censors on it. Let him know, hey, we're watching. This is a violation of the Digital Services Act. They're now talking about a minimum beginning fine for Elon Musk of $6 billion. If he wants to continue operating X on the continent. So this is distinctly Chinese-style stuff. So if you were a censor under the Biden regime, you were making a lot of money doing that. We were paying you to do it, by the way. Taxpayers were. And Republicans, by the way, were fine with it. Mike Johnson was funding it all the way up to December. In fact, tried to fund it again after Trump was elected and there was such an uproar online. He was called out and he wasn't able to do it. Okay, so this is what we're up against. This isn't going away. It's only growing overseas. And the idea is we'll use the Digital Service Act to censor Americans inside America. We'll simply censor Elon Musk until we break him. And now they're asserting the right to go, hey, you know what? Instead of doing what the Digital Services Act says, we'll take 6% of Elon Musk's global revenues for X. We're going to expand that to his global revenues, period, for all of his companies. Why'd they do that? Well, they saw him he knuckled under to Brazil. He censored for them after fines. They're thinking they can get him to do it there too because he has said he will comply with the law. So Nina Jankowicz is over there in Europe and she's egging him on. And she's saying, look, we can censor Americans from here. We do not have to worry about censoring them from over there. We can get Musk. We can break him. We could break him financially. We can push all of his companies out of the world, which is really incredible if you think about this. I mean, so this is a full-on war on speech. She sat before the European Union and called America an autocracy. I would like to call upon you to stand firm against another autocracy, the United States of America. The Trump administration is preparing a pressure campaign to force EU institutions to roll back regulation like the DSA to end support for Ukraine and to stop holding Russia to account. Those two things actually don't have anything to do with speech. It's the lie that Russia's out there manufacturing talking points. And so anybody who says anything against left-leaning parties or politicians must be silenced, ergo it's from Russia. She was urging them hold the line. Doing so is the clearest signal that the European Union could send to Russia and other adversaries. They will not stop fighting to preserve democracy. What is she talking about? Again, what she's saying is any speech against the left is Russian. It's Russian talking points and it must be silenced. Because the left are the only ones, according to her, fighting Russia. And so they cannot be criticized, Lee, in any way. Their migrant policies cannot be criticized in any way because Russia. Well, wait a minute. Does Russia care about migrant policies in Europe? Not really. Not that I could find. But it doesn't matter. So this was an absolute outrage to watch her do this.
I'm just disappointed she didn't have any show tunes for us this time.
I know. Really. But here's what this is a bigger part of. Overnight, just absolutely shocking article in Real Clear Politics written by John Lott. And you remember how the Biden administration announced in 2021, hey, we've got to go after white supremacists.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to go after domestic terrorists, i.e. Trump voters.
Yeah, the military is full of them.
Oh, yeah. No, and they had to be purged.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to be purged. Okay. Well, it turns out there was a classified, more detailed version of that plan. So the public one stated, hey, we're going after criminals. We're going after white supremacists, domestic terrorists, most of whom are Trump supporters, and we got to get them. We're going to put them away. But the classified version ran the same program, but against non-criminals, including if you want to talk about who this was, did you use hashtag 2A? I did. I have in tweets. Did you just abbreviate 2A in your tweet or your Facebook post? You're on the list. You're a domestic terrorist. Well, isn't 2A Second Amendment, like of the Constitution, which the Democrats tell us all the time they're preserving?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they don't like that part.
All right.
They don't like the part. So if you're a fan of that part, you were a domestic terrorist. And it gets worse. This domestic terror blueprint that they just declassified, Tulsi Gabbard just put it out. For some reason, a lot of the mainstream media is either not covering it or they're ignoring it. Fox News barely covered it. It was a blueprint for not only silencing and censoring us, which we know they did, but also debanking people, both for their political views and their religious views. Debanking talk show hosts, and even, as we know, debanking Melania Trump, Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, the key leaders of our movement. And so this is what they were doing behind the scenes. This is positively Soviet. There is no difference between this and the Chinese social credit system. No difference between this and the way the former Soviet Union operated. It is exactly the same. Lee. And it's terrifying. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so understand what this means for us. Every time we lose from now on, we're not just looking at having a bad economy because of crappy Democrat policies. We're not just looking at the destruction of, you know, our ability to produce natural resources in our economy. We are looking at losing our most basic civil human rights every time they take office. We're talking about losing our bank accounts, our ability to transact, our ability to conduct business, our ability to have any kind of social media. And Lee, understand how big this is. We have a piece of it. Mm-hmm. You think billionaires are going to get away from these people? They're not. Again, this is Mark Zuckerberg on Joe Rogan explaining, why did you censor people when they were saying true things and you knew they were true?
We said, no, we're not going to take down humor and satire. We're not going to take down things that are true. And I don't know, then like all these different agencies and branches of government basically just like started investigating, coming after our company. It was brutal.
Oh, Tara,
that was part of this.
I'm sure before any of this happens that all of these conservative leaning voices will get due process.
Well, no, that's for illegal immigrants.
Yeah, right.
It's not for us.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, all this coming up in the show. Do you know, we now have learned that St. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the human trafficker, was driving a van owned by a convicted human trafficker.
We covered that top of the hour, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who is his boss.
Right.
Do you know one of the two destinations for their business? Do you know what it was?
One of them was Maryland, right?
Yeah. South Carolina.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, they were bringing our friends here.
Nothing like localizing the story there, Tara.
Yes, it turns out. In fact, Abrego Garcia's boss, who was convicted and thus couldn't drive the van anymore, so he started driving the van, admitted to the Department of Homeland Security South Carolina was one of his destinations. So if you're an illegal immigrant, you're down there in Texas, he would drive you for $350 or so, drop you off here. Henry McMaster listening? What month is this? Oh, I know. This is 2 months past when Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida deputized every single law enforcement officer in the whole state as a Border Patrol agent. Every one of them could pick up illegal immigrants now. Traffic stop, all of it. Henry could do that. Henry McMaster could do that.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
A creepy Orwellian blueprint. It shows what was going on in this country under the Biden administration. Folks, you know, you've got AOC and Bernie Sanders right now flying around on a private jet talking about the oligarchy. You've seen this? $15,000 an hour to fly. New York Post busted them. Talking about fighting the oligarchy. The oligarchs are rich, they're powerful, they're Donald Trump, they're Elon Musk. It's so bad. Well, if the Biden regime can debank Melania Trump, can debank Donald Trump, they're suing, can debank Steve Bannon, can debank Trump officials who are supposed to be the oligarchs. Who are the oligarchs, really? If they can do all of that. Folks, I will never forget, and this is his plan. I will never forget billionaire Mark Andreessen on the Joe Rogan podcast. He's a Democrat donor, Democrat fundraiser, tech guy. Donated $86 million to the Democrat Party and then said no more. Why? What he does is he invests in startup tech startups. Both social media, Bitcoin, I mean, any kind of tech startup, all kinds of stuff. Banking apps, all of that. And he was finding he was losing his money. Couldn't do it. Because as soon as he would put money in, the Biden administration would debank them. Well, why? Were they, have the wrong viewpoints? Sometimes. But other times, they want to prevent competition from those who are already carrying out their will. So they would simply destroy any competition by debanking them. You cannot do business. You can't even pay your employees if you're debanked. It's impossible. Here he is on Rogan talking about having to switch because so many, he ran an investment firm. They were investing in tech companies. So many of these companies, they can't even get off the ground because they just get debanked. And he got invited. He wasn't sure who was doing it. He got invited to the White House and they assumed he was a liberal, a totalitarian like them in good standing, and that he would think it was cool that everybody was getting debanked. And the idiots at the White House didn't realize it was the people whose companies he was investing in who were getting debanked. He was getting killed. He was losing his money. And he said, I left the meeting and started donating to Trump. This was before the election.
So look, this goes back to what we were talking about before. Like it just, it is time to carve this government back in size and scope. It's time to take the overall, you can talk about distribution of taxes, but it's time to take the overall tax load down. It's time to take the spending down. It's time to get the government out of the position of deciding who gets money. It's time to unleash economic growth.
Like Elon explained.
Okay, and that's the wrong clip. I have it. I'll play it in a bit. But that's what he did. Now we're seeing the internal plan for that. Sorry about the clip. I thought I had the right one there. Now we're seeing the internal plan for that. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard just declassified a shocking plan by former President Biden's administration for dealing with domestic terrorists. That would be Trump voters. Last Wednesday, Gabbard released a June 2021 document called Strategic Implementation Plan for countering domestic terrorism. Now, what this did was they had previously said, well, we're only going to go after criminals. They didn't. They went after people for symbology, i.e. you use 2A on your tweet, you end up on a list. They went after them for their religious views. They debanked them and they used the FBI to censor them. You know what I'm afraid of? All of this was not known when that Supreme Court case is heard. I'm afraid these Supreme Court justices are going to come back and say the FBI can censor. Because they couldn't prove a direct line between the government and social media. Well, now we can. We've got it. They couldn't prove a direct line between the government and debanking. Now we can. We've got it. And the Supreme Court didn't hear it. This is terrifying. The language of this closely mirrors the European Digital Security Act, which has been used to silence conservative and populist parties across Europe to the point where they're not even allowed to campaign. They can't post online. They can't have online ads. Total lockdown. Here's John Lott talking about what was in this classified document. And it's absolutely terrifying.
The one that they hid was very troubling because the thing they put out in 2021 made it look like they were just going after criminals, people who were committing crimes with regard to domestic terrorism. The one that was just declassified last week makes it very clear that they were going after non-criminals. They were looking at people simply based on their political views, whether they were using symbols like 2A for the Second Amendment, where they were using things like the Betsy Ross flag as ways of flagging people that may have views that the administration didn't like. But they did more than worry about censorship stuff. Or what they also try to do is cut what they'd call debanking, make it so that people couldn't go and use different financial institutions. So you have people like John Eastman, who is a lawyer, and other lawyers who were working for Trump after the 2020 election. They found that their bank accounts with Bank of America or other institutions were being closed. It's become clear that people based on their religious views or other political views were having their financial institutions closing their accounts that were there.
And it gets worse. The Democrat Party is now openly embracing human traffickers with connections to MS-13. Folks, understand this. The reason that the left is claiming that Kilmar Abrego Garcia is not deportable is because of a judge's order. He had a deportation order. He was done. He had three immigration hearings. Left says he hasn't had due process. Oh, yes, he has. He has a deportation order. Another judge put a halt to it with a ruling. You can have an endangerment ruling. Why is he in danger? Because his attorneys argued he's MS-13 and the 18th Street gang will kill him if he goes back to El Salvador. Now, normally, legally, that would be enough for him to avoid removal. But when someone is, when their group they are a member of, he's been found by two judges in two rulings to be a member of MS-13, and his own attorneys argued he was to get the stay on the deportation order. When you are part of a terror group, which Trump has declared MS-13 a terror group, that is null and void. That is how the law works. This is not hard to understand. Senator John Kennedy, by the way, who's just Lindsey Graham, but better spoken, was out there telling the liberal media, we accidentally deported him. No, we did not. No, we did not. That was a liberal Department of Justice employee who has since been fired, who slipped that into a filing. They were completely legally correct here. There was no accident, no oopsie. We didn't know that he had to stay on the order because he's MS-13. That's the irony of this whole thing. That was filed by a DOJ attorney who had rebelled against Team Trump. This is not hard to understand if you take the time to understand it. Senator Kennedy did not, and then really hurt us with a tour going around mainstream media saying Trump was in error. Why? He's Lindsey Graham. Folks, this guy is awful. That's why I don't play his audio much anymore. I'm tired. You start watching how he votes and you're like, might as well be a Democrat. Useless. But let's get back to this. So we found out overnight, last couple of days, that St. Kilmar, when he's not beating his wife, is driving illegal immigrants from Texas to two places, mainly Maryland and here. Just like his, South Carolina, just like his boss, Jose Ramon Hernandez Reyes, who admitted he's a human trafficker and was subsequently convicted by a jury in Mississippi, sent out of country, deported. Human trafficking. The truck that Jose Ramon Hernandez Reyes drove and then that Abrego Garcia drove because his boss got deported, was convicted felon, is the vehicle is used by HSI Baltimore. The vehicle was used by an HSI Baltimore target in human smuggling and trafficking operations. So it's a known vehicle that makes trips to the southwest border to pick up U.S. citizens, according to a record by the Baltimore HSI. Overnight, John Solomon with Just the News got a hold of it. So Abrego Garcia is driving the van that is used in human trafficking because his boss, an illegal immigrant as well, has been deported after being convicted. How much more do we need here? This is getting ridiculous. It's getting nuts. It doesn't make any sense. Meanwhile, Tim Walz, who ran with Her Highness as her VP, is out there saying a mistake the Democrats made. They didn't embrace illegal immigration. They did not embrace open borders. They lied about it. They didn't embrace DEI. Everyone would have loved them.
That our strength is our diversity. We've been talking about this for years. as a country of immigrants. And we let them define the issue on immigration. We let them define the issue on DEI. And we let them define what woke is. We got ourselves in this mess because we weren't bold enough to stand up and say, you damn right we're proud of these policies. We're going to put them in and we're going to execute them. And so...
yeah, that'll do it. Meanwhile, John Patrick Leahy, investigative reporter, runs Star News Service, was out there talking about what these documents say. Kilmer, St. Kilmer, and his deported illegal immigrant felon human trafficking boss weren't just dropping people off in Maryland. No, no, they were bringing them to South Carolina.
We got the complaint for the owner of the vehicle in the stop 2 years earlier in Mississippi, and he basically told a Homeland Security officer that he was running a business out of Houston called Trans Express, and he was charging $350 per person to transport illegal aliens from Houston to South Carolina and Virginia.
Lovely. Lovely. Fantastic. Now we know where they're coming from. We see them all over the place. Still going on, or at least was up till Trump took office. Meanwhile, folks, Steve Bannon nailed this. Do you know that St. Kilmer, because he is holy, has been transferred from the CCOT facility in El Salvador for the gangsters, which is where he belongs, along with his boss, has been transferred? Oh, yeah, he's now got his own private room with his own private bed, and food is prepared for him. Isn't that great? Would you like that deal? Don't have to work. Must be nice. Transferred out of the facility. Folks, it's the first step. These Democrats get him back to America. It's over. Why? Precedent. Legal precedent. Steve Bannon nailed what this means overnight in an interview with Megyn Kelly.
I don't like the fact he's been transferred from CCOT. I don't like the direction of this so far. This is the worst of the worst. And look how the media's embraced this and made this guy a hero. The reason is it's about due process. If in their concept of these invaders, if we bring him back for that hearing, it's over. It's over. It's over for the sovereignty of the country. It's over for the country. You're never going to get to the rest of the criminal gangs. President Trump, I think, came out on Truth Social today. Megan, look, you know this 1,000 times better than I do. I think he said the calculation that the ICE guys have done is 200 years. You'd have 200 years to even get to the criminals, not even to the 10 million, just the due process hearings you would have to have it over and over again. So I think we have to take a hard line on this. I think Stephen Miller is 100% correct. I think we have to take a hard line, and I would like further action. I just think now's the time to do it. I do believe, and I think, look, the Supreme Court to come out at 1 o'clock in the morning in the dark of night over Easter weekend and put out a ruling and then have Justice Alito put out his opinion what was blistering to his colleagues. We have now – this thing's up at the Supreme Court, and there's a civil war in the Supreme Court. On the conservative side, not even talking about the progressive judges – that we've allowed, and these guys are now feeling empowered. You're going to have lawsuits on tariffs. You're going to have lawsuits on every action President Trump's going to do. To delay is to deny. And they're playing it masterfully. The Justice Department is overwhelmed because you only have so many lawyers.
Yes.
We have to lance the boil on this. Otherwise, the legal insurrection of these neo-Marxist judges is going to win just by overwhelming us. And that's why I think it's more and more direct and tough action.
Abrigo Garcia is now inching his way back to America. They got him in his own special facility. He's right. He comes back. We'll never get our sovereignty back. We cannot allow this as legal precedent. Cannot. He cannot come back ever. Bannon's right. But they're inching him over the line, folks, with the help of pro-open borders Republicans like Senator John Kennedy, who are not usually outspoken, but they just hurt the sovereignty of the country by doing nothing. Study out. Childhood gut toxin exposure linked to early onset colon cancer. Rash of young people getting colon cancer 30 years early. Folks, all of our health data is telling us that our children are being poisoned. More than likely, that comes from the seed oils. And we know that from another massive study, and look it up in the UK Daily Mail. They actually, in young people's colon cancers, because this generation has been marinated in seed oils in way future, you know, previous generations were not. This stuff really ended up in all of our food starting about 20, really even 15 years ago. And it's just, it's everywhere. It's cheap. It's bad stuff. It's toxic. Anyway, UK Daily Mail, largest ever study on this, they actually removed the tumors, sliced into them to try to figure out, okay, what is the genetic makeup of the tumors? What is going on here? What was the genetic change? They found a compound from seed oils, literally the seed oil DNA makeup, essentially. The seed oils compound had become embedded in their DNA makeup of the tumors. It was driving their growth. I mean, these folks, these are things we know. We know these things. I don't know why the media is now attacking Kennedy about seed oils and acting like he's cray-cray. He's been talking about this stuff for years, but I only started talking about it when that study was just published. I mean, I've gone through my house years ago and said, nope, seed oils, throw them away. Start looking at the kids' food. What is in it? Because I've been following Kennedy for years. But he didn't come up with this idea. They act like he's nuts and he's spouting this stuff out. No, this came from my largest ever study. They've actually analyzed the tumors. They know what causes it. They know what causes it. I don't know why the media wants to cover this up. We need to get this stuff out of our food. So we're actually at the good news is they've got emissions now. This stuff is changing things. And folks, it's so hard. I mean, like, I'm to the point now trying to get this stuff out of your food. It's so hard to do. I mean, the salad dressing on my salad this morning, I made it myself because I couldn't find one without seed oils. Avocado oil's a little better, but they cut it with seed oil a lot. And so it's just hard to tell. They don't have to disclose that on the packet. We have so much stuff to fix. You just want to get it out. It's just, we've got really bad stuff in our food. Texter writes, is the Supreme Court on the Epstein list? They seem all of a sudden to be compromised in some way. Look, folks, last segment. And this is scary. When you see Abrigo Garcia, St. Kilmer, transferred to his own special room with his own special private bed. Now they're cooking for him. He's out of CCOT. He's out of the gang prison. They are moving him out the door. You know what they want? They want him in Venezuela. That's what they want. They want him in another country because then the Democrats can go there and pick him up, bring him back. He comes back. Bannon is right. That will set the legal precedent. We will not only never get regular illegal immigrants out, we won't get gangsters with deportation orders out. And then it's Katie bar the door. Bannon is right.
Direction of this so far, this is the worst of the
this world. Is what they're doing. They're moving him to a new facility, try to get him back here for the legal precedent.
I don't like the fact he's been transferred from CCOT. I don't like the direction of this so far. This is the worst of the worst. And look how the media's embraced this and made this guy a hero. The reason is it's about due process. If in their concept of these invaders, if we bring him back for that hearing, it's over. It's over. It's over for the sovereignty of the country. It's over for the country. You're never going to get to the rest of the criminal gangs. President Trump, I think, came out on Truth Social today. Megan, look, you know this 1,000 times better than I do. I think he said the calculation that the ICE guys have done is 200 years. You'd have 200 years to even get to the criminals.